Hi, everybody. Facebook Live. We are on here. It's Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan in the studio, and Joe McClure, co-owner of McClure's Pickles.
Yeah. All right.
National Pickle Day, baby.
National Pickle Day. Today is our day.
Look at you, man. Shine. Got his McClure's gear on and everything.
Everything. Yeah. This is the day where you say, you don't say hold the pickles. You say extra pickles. Extra pickles.
You know? Yeah, what was that? When you heard that song, like, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, you're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute, whoa.
Yeah, hold the lettuce, add more pickles.
Hold the lettuce, add more pickles. One of the great things I love about the Detroit story with you guys, and going back to McClure's Pickles, and you guys, this was your grandma's recipe?
Yeah, great-grandmother's recipe, kind of passed down, and then me and my brother took it back in, like, 2006 and said, hey, let's get a stab at this and make a company out of it.
So you would like, was this like a canning type thing? Like once a year you would get together and get the family together? I got friends that do like tamales that way. They get together, Ron and Rita, they get with their family and do tamales like once a year.
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. So, you know, every family has their tradition doing like tamales or breads or cookies or something like that. Our tradition was pickles. So my grandfather and my father took us down to Eastern Market like every morning or on a Saturday morning real early. To go get like, you know, pickles and dill and garlic and everything like that. And that was like, we knew we were pickling that day, you know? So we did that year after year after year. Even when we went away to college, we came back, did pickles, made with the family. And then we said, hey, this is pretty good. People really like it. Why don't we try making a company out of it?
Well, did the word get out? I mean, you know, like we all have recipes, like stuff that, you know, I can't wait. Like my mother-in-law, they can sauerkraut in Pennsylvania. They jar it, that together.
Yeah, love sauerkraut.
And it's the best, but I can't get anything like it. So I will bring it home. And they have people there in their little town of Conneaut Lake who request their sauerkraut.
Yep.
Was it the same thing with the pickles? When the McClure's, you got to get their pickles?
Yeah, you know, very similar. Kind of that whole like craft food movement that was happening where people really liked you know, high quality, you know, curated goods. We kind of like helped ride that wave and said, hey, you know, this is a fantastic pickle. It's unique. It has wholesome ingredients. Like, I want to be a part of that.
Now you went to Wayne State. You studied music, right? Classical guitar, is that right?
Yeah, well, so yeah, I studied classical guitar down in Nashville, actually, for
a while.
Yeah, yeah. And then I went to Wayne State, and I switched gears, and I did physiology. So not pickle-related at all.
And you said 2000, when was the first time you guys put McClure's Pickles in a store?
Yeah, I think it was 2006, late 2006. Yep.
So hello, Flay.
Dude, 12 years to do this. That's where you're at now.
Yeah, 12 years. So we manufacture everything down in Detroit. We're at 75 and 94 Old American Axle Building. We kind of converted that into a pickle factory. We sell it, you know, all the Kroger's, the Meijer, the Bush's, the Whole Foods of the world. You can probably find us in every major metropolitan city across the United States now. So a lot of gaps to fill, but we have great you know, consumers that are supporting us and, like, you know, championing us along the way. And we're taking it day by day.
You know, like they have the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Can we get a pickle car? Should we dig at a McClure's pickle mobile?
That would be really, really cool if we had a pickle car.
That would be cool. A big pickle.
Oh, yeah, just a big pickle. You got like 8,000 shops in Detroit who would build you a car.
That's cool. I like that idea a lot.
You like that one?
Pickle
the deal?
Car.
Okay.
I do.
We get half of it. Did you come up with our conversation earlier? Joe was listening on the way here about our the cafe. We're going to buy Chili's Chili and turn it into our own classic rock cafe. We were working on pickle names, though. I don't know. We had so many text messages. I haven't figured one out yet, Aaron.
For pickles.
Something we got to work pickles into there.
Yeah.
Peter Frampton pickles.
Peter Frampton. Maybe something with like a deep fried pickle, deep purple or something like that.
I don't know.
Deep purple pickle.
Ooh, dill purple.
Dill purple.
Oh.
Yeah. We put a little bit of purple in there or like purple slaw on top of it, something like that.
Yeah, some coleslaw.
See, you call them dill purple. See, we've solved all the world's problems there.
I know Arlo Guthrie's got that, No Pickle song or something like that. Maybe
we can play
Guthrie,
that.
Yes, yes, pickle.
We can play that once on the air. Yeah. You can play any song once, and then your boss runs down the hallway.
Yeah.
So just looking over here, you have the spicy pickle, you have the bread and butter pickles, and then you have this garlic pickle. So how many different flavors of pickles are you guys doing?
So we really have a handful of pickles. We have a spicy, a garlic, a sweet and spicy, and a bread and butter. So, you know, four types of pickles, a couple different varieties. We do spears, we do gherkins, and then we also do a Bloody Mary mix, which has pickle juice in it. You know, so it's the secret ingredient.
It's always kind of, now the Bloody Mary mix, who got the job as tester for that one? Was that you or your brother?
You know what, it was that actually came, it was interesting. Everybody told us, we told everybody, you know, when you're done with a jar of pickles, don't pour the brine out. That's like the gold. Okay, so that's what you want to keep. So don't pour it out and fill the rest of the jar up with tomato juice. And you got this fantastic Bloody Mary mix. So then everybody, we're telling people at Eastern Market that, and they said, well, why don't you guys just make that for us? Cause I'm buying too many pickles to make our Bloody Mary mix. So So we started making this Bloody Mary mix, and it turned out fantastic. It's one of our greatest sellers.
Well, yeah, because you'd have lots of excess pickle juice for things
we got doing.
So that's
yeah.
So it's kind of like a repurposing.
And there's Larry, the one research assistant who's hammered all the time at McClure. It's just like
And then
thing of vodka in his drawer.
Well, then we're going to test this with Tito's.
Yeah, then you got picklebacks, right? So picklebacks is a shot of whiskey followed by a shot of pickle juice. That's
wait, what?
Yeah.
That I have had.
Yeah, you've had this.
Tears
you up a little bit, yeah, but it's pretty good. Now, if you're a whiskey drinker, it kind of like it masks the whiskey a little bit. But if you don't like whiskey and you just want to, you don't got a cheap whiskey or something like that, you just take a shot of whiskey followed by a shot of our spicy pickle brine. It's fantastic.
One of my friends put me onto that.
I've never heard of that. Pickleback?
Yep.
This is a thing. Okay. They were good at halftime of the Thanksgiving game a couple of years ago. Remember when they came to town, Pickleback? That's Nickelback. That could have been our pickle idea for the restaurant. But yeah, we'll call it Pickleback.
Yeah, Pickleback.
Yeah, you'll serve it and everybody will get mad at you for serving it.
And complain.
Like, right. What are you doing? The Nickelback stuff there, man. Yeah. It is, how many pickles do you guys send out? How many pickles do you guys process over the course of a year? Can you even keep tabs at this point?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're making over, we're probably making like 1.5 million jars of pickles. You know, we're good lord. Yeah, it's a good amount. You know, so we're selling everywhere. Again, across the United States, we export to New Zealand and to Australia. So we're getting our name out there, and you know, telling our story in like different locations, which is pretty exciting. We pretty much bring a fresh load of cucumbers in every week, and it's about like 40,000 pounds of cucumbers that we're going through every 10 days or something like that.
From where?
From all over the place, mainly in the summertime, Michigan, and then we kind of travel with the sun. So then it goes down to Florida and Georgia, Texas, things like that, and then it'll be back up in Michigan in the summertime.
Doug Kaleha just got in touch and says, "My favorite, nice job, guys." He's a big fan of McClure's Pickles.
Oh, thank you.
So hello, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Hi. He's right there too, saying hi. What was the tipping point for you guys? You think about when you're a small business and you're going to go big. Everybody has that point where you're like, you're all in.
Yeah.
You're like, because this obviously wasn't your career path, like you said, coming back to Wayne State, playing classical guitar. What was that moment where you said, this is what we're going to do?
Yeah, I think, we had part-time jobs or full-time jobs, and we were trying to, create this business at the same time as well. I think it got really more serious when you start hiring people and you got payroll and you got insurance and things like that. And you're just like, all right, I'm full in. And we started getting some brand notoriety, so people started recognizing us. They started liking it, and we started getting some traction, if you will, in the marketplace where people said, hey, I want to be a part of that. So, it's probably 5 years into starting the business. So not till like 2011 that we were full into the pickle brine, if you will.
But you had to make that decision. I mean, I'm just thinking about the mental part of it where you had to decide for yourself, like, all right, I'm going to do this full time. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough decision. It's always, if you're not full in, essentially, then it's a hobby sort of thing. So, we kind of pulled the plug on some of our other careers and said, all right, we're full in. We're going to give this a go and see what happens with it,
What were you going to do before you started the family business, though? I mean, you have this degree.
Yeah, so my brother was an actor in New York, and I was doing research and science at Wayne State. So I was on kind of an academic track, and he was doing, like, commercials for, like, Visa and NFL and stuff. So it's crazy, crazy trajectory,
Joe McClure, by the way, if you join us on Facebook Live, hi to everybody there. It is National Pickle Day. And I know you guys are doing a year's worth of pickles in celebration of National Pickle Day?
Yeah. So we have a contest going on Facebook where we're going to open up a bucket of our 5 gallon, food service buckets of pickles, and we're going to count them, and whoever gets closest to it or exactly when we count it, they're going to get a year's worth of pickles.
We were talking, Aaron, in the studio before we started about the pickle pizza that's becoming like the rage now.
Oh, yeah.
Pickle pizza, yeah.
I haven't tried it yet.
You top that. So you cut up some of our spicy spears or spicy gherkins, top it on a pizza. It's really good. It gets this nice little spicy compliment and like vinegar tang that complements some of the Italian sausage on there as well.
Sauce or no? What do you like? Have you tried them? Or
I like no sauce. I'm kind of a white pizza. Yeah, I'm a
white
pizza kind of guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I like the Papa John's has got that cheeseburger pizza right now.
Oh, I haven't had
I've been cutting up the McClure's and adding extra pickles on.
See,
that sounds good. I like, we're going into the fall. So, I'm thinking dill pickle soup.
Ooh.
And grilled cheese, you get a few different cheeses in there, and then you throw on a little sweet and spicy pickle in there, the cheese melting over it.
Do you just have a lab where you guys work on this stuff? Because if you go to your website, by the way, there's all these recipes and people just share it. It's so cool how everyone just wants to what they've done. Do you guys sit down there and go, do you have men and women just go like, all right, well, we're going to, let's try this.
Yeah. Well, it comes from people. So, I mean, everybody's, you know, it's fun to experiment, especially pickles, you know, with the different flavors, the nuances that you can get out of the jar, even using the garlic or the peppers. And it's just kind of fun playing around with omelets, scrambled eggs, you know, in the morning, you know, chopping up some pickles in there.
So that's
our philosophy on National Pickle Day. You know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, you got to have a pickle with it.
Okay.
You know?
I'm down
that's
with that.
Do.
Bloody Marys for breakfast, right? That counts. Tomato juice. It's healthy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Just, you know, that's what they got Uber for.
Yep.
I'm trying to find you guys on social media.
Yeah. Looking for a run for the McClure's thing right there?
Well, yeah, so I can enter this pickle contest.
Not
50 million.
Wait. Are you going to try to get in there?
Yeah.
Aaron wants the pickles band. it's such a stupid question. What's a gherkin?
So you know, that's a good question. So a gherkin, that's normally a phrase that's used outside the United States. Gherkin is generally gherkin or Kirby is like a small pickle.
Okay.
And then you have like Cornichons, which are even smaller pickles. And then you have kind of like, dill spears or dills. So there's like dills, Cornichons, gherkins, Kirbys. It's basically a pickle.
Right.
Generally, it refers to like the size of the pickle.
Okay, so the John Holmes is a totally different style of pickle.
Anyway,
moving forward.
Wow.
What? Come on.
No, that's our next thing. We're going to come out with pickle length checkers.
How big's that pickle?
Hey. I don't know if I'd want that job, to be honest. Like, that would be, what do? I check the length of pickles.
All right. Well, I'm going to get some Purell, and I'll be right back.
Exactly.
Is pickle brine, you know, you always see like with pizza, they have starter. A lot of guys like Cipino's, and you hear them talking about it, like they have their starter, like the 100-year-old starter.
Yep.
Is brine something you can carry over with pickles? Does it get more acidic? Does it bring more flavor? Or you use it once and mix it with something?
You use it once and you're done. But the brine's kind of like the secret ingredient and the gold to the pickles.
Right.
So, you know, that's our kind of our bread and butter, if you will, to all of our.
I see what you did there, bread and butter, like bread and ice. Well played. Yeah.
So, you know, all of our products have that pickle theme to it, you know, whether it's our potato chips, our Bloody Marys, all our pickles, and it has that same ratio of brine, and that's like the kind of like the secret ingredient, which is salt, water, and vinegar, basically.
Where is the recipe?
So here's the whole thing. We have half of it. So this came down from like my parents, my grandparents, things like that. My mom always jokes with us. She's like, you guys haven't gotten the full recipe yet.
Wait, what?
You don't
have the full recipe?
Well, we think we have, but she kind of dangles that over our head, saying, well, I still got one more thing up my sleeve. So
what's it going to take to get the whole recipe from her then?
I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah.
So she's going to, like at Thanksgiving, she's going to bring that up. Oh, you guys are doing so well with McClure's pickles, but you don't have the real recipe like I do.
Yeah. She slowly integrates, a little bit,
Don't you think there's a point though, Aaron? I mean, we've seen like with cooking too, like, again, I go back to my wife's mom. When we try to learn recipes from her, she doesn't have anything written down.
Yeah.
She just knows.
No, that's the problem we have in our family.
Right.
Too.
We're going through that right now, trying to figure out like, okay, so, but you think this is somewhere in a card?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I think we have it. I think we have the full thing because we're doing pretty good. I think she just, it's a little stupid thing. She's dangling over her heads a little bit,
So what's next for you guys? What's the next step in the evolution of McClure's Pickles?
So next step, we're gonna continue to grow the brand. We wanna, develop the community a little bit more to where we're at in Detroit. We wanna hire more people, start a second shift. We wanna export more to, other countries. We wanna tell like our story and our brand and get it out there to more people. So we're growth mindset. So we wanna keep going. New products, we're thinking about coming out with these little pickles in a pouch sort of thing, like little gherkins in a pouch.
That's a great idea.
Kind of grab and go.
Oh, like that.
Yeah.
Especially you could put them in vending machines, for example, here at our Beasley Media Group building. So when I'm looking for something healthy to eat, I can just go over there and get pickles.
That's
You'll be
idea.
The first for samples when we come out with them.
Okay.
Please, please.
We have that on tape, by the way. So I got Joe
on
tape.
I'm going to hold
you
to
it.
Tape,
Joe. We got you on tape with that.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to wrap it up, Joe McClure with us so much. Thank you so much for coming in, man. Co-owner of McClure's Pickles and National Pickle Day. McClure's Pickles, social media everywhere, at Twitter, Facebook, you name it. So much we talk about, like we see Detroit, living here in the Motor City, and we see the buzz. There's a drinking game. You drink a Bloody Mary every time the New York Times writes a Renaissance piece about Detroit.
Yeah.
That's what they're like, what are we going to do today? I don't know. Let's write, the resurrection of the Motor City. Yeah. But since you deal with so many people outside of the Motor City, is the buzz as palpable outside of Detroit as we feel it is?
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting. You know, I've been to New Zealand, Australia, things like that, you know, selling these pickles. And I'm glad to tell our story at those locations, but there's a lot, there's some great buzz, great things happening. And when I bring those people from out of town and bring them to Detroit, they're just amazed. You know, I think especially when people have been here like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and they come here now, they're just amazed by the transformation. I mean, it's an exciting city. It's a gritty city. It's got a little dirty underbelly, which I like. I think everybody likes, you know,
right.
There's some exciting things happening here, you know. All the restaurants that are opening up, all the food manufacturers. I mean, you go down to Eastern Market now on a Saturday afternoon, especially in the summertime. I mean, it's gangbusters. It's crazy.
It is fun. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if I have to get past the beignet truck or I'm going to be perfectly round at Eastern Market. That's a different story, man.
But even Eastern Market has evolved from what it used to be. You mentioned you went down there. That's how I grew up. I'm Italian, and we had shops all down Shane and Mount Elliott, so we'd go with my grandpa to get fresh vegetables for all of the shops because he was a butcher by trade. We'd go down there and buy the big, you know, the cows so he could cut up the meat and everything. It has evolved into like this. Used to be so different.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, you know, there's a lot of specialty foods down there. There's a lot of different, you know, people are living down there more.
Yeah.
They still have the... During the summertime, they still have that fresh market at like from like midnight to 4 a.m. You can go there.
It's awesome.
You know, where all the farmers come in. You know, it's crazy. And then Saturday, obviously, the retail market. It's exciting.
It's so cool, man. A genuine family business start here in Detroit. And what you guys are doing, man, with McClure's, it's just fun to watch.
Yeah, thanks.
Seriously, it's fun to watch. I mean, it's a great product. We're not just saying that because you're here. We both get it. I mean, a lot of people here in Detroit. And when you see something that's, A, it's local, and B, it's good, you're just going to gravitate to it, man. And you guys have nailed it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Hello,
yeah.
Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Tim signed on there. All right. Well, so we're going to get the pickle vending machine here.
Pickle
right?
vending machine.
Or at least something for our vending machine.
Yep.
Pickle working mobile. On that. Right. And then we want to, if you need someone to sample more Bloody Marys.
More Bloody Marys,
we're available. Yes. We can do that as well.
Check.
And then the pickle car.
And the pickle car.
Yes. Yeah. A Plymouth pickle car.
Done.
Okay. Done?
Done.
A bear pickle? No, that wouldn't work. We'll work on the name. No, we already have name stuff this morning, the classic rock. Joe, congratulations, bud.
Thanks. Appreciate you having
Thanks
me.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Adios.
Oh, the camera's over here. I'm waving over here. Because normally it's right here.